Keeping livestock over winter has historically been a difficult undertaking in Estonia. In the past, it was even more difficult to provide high-quality feed for livestock in winter. This in turn meant less milk. Modern green fodder conservation, i.e. silage, was first practiced in the United States in the 1870s. The innovation arrived in Estonia step by step and not too quickly. As Estonian farming was characterized by small-scale production, farms did not have the capacity to build expensive storage or silo holes or towers. Preservation of green fodder also required technology and a sufficient level of mechanization, as cutting, transporting, and trampling wet hay was significantly more labor-intensive than traditional hay drying. Well-established habits also played a role. The lack of nutrients in the winter was compensated by adding concentrate to the cattle, i.e. flour and vegetables. Thus, in the 1920s, silage technology was new here, and a few silos were located near representative agricultural schools or state manors. The heyday of silage production arrived in Estonia after World War II. There was a lot of talk about silage in the early years of agricultural collectivization, when the situation with winter fodder was extremely poor due to disturbed rural life and poor work organization, and there was almost no fodder. Silage began to be seen as a favorable opportunity to replace fodder. The first silos were built next to the former state manors, now state farms. The silos were still inaccessible to poor collective farms. In the Ulanurme State Farm, two silo towers were built on the site of the large barn, established by the last landowner Peter Muna in 1951, and they could hold tens of tons of green fodder.